Okay, our next speaker tonight is Linda Buckley. Linda has lived in Alaska for decades. There's two exclamation marks there. Linda Buckley has lived in Alaska for decades. This year, she let go of the family home in Fritz Cove and moved to Star Hill, finally becoming a townie. She has always been a townie at heart and now loves walking to some of her favorite coffee shops, theaters, and art events. She also let go of her father this year, who lived to the ripe old age of 99. That has four exclamation marks on it. But tonight, Linda will share her story of the most difficult letting go of her life. It happened in the 60s on the island of Kauai. Please welcome Linda.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. So, I told the story for the last time, anchored up off the coast of Canada with a bunch of girlfriends. Actually, two girlfriends. We were taking a boat from Alaska to the San Juan Islands, and we had a layover day. And the skipper said, "Let's tell our deepest, darkest secret. Linda, you go first." Of course. So I told this story of myself in the 60s on Kauai, far away from my very strict Baptist family, where I had been really, the people that know me in Juneau probably thought I was a hippie. No, I carried my Bible to high school. I mean, I really, you know, my whole life was around the church, all through college. I went to a religious college as well. And then I was in Hawaii. You know, that was in the 60s. That was like going to the moon for me. And there were movie stars there. I met Elvis Presley. I mean, it was really exciting. Yeah, there's a little more about that. It wasn't such a great meeting. But anyway, I fell in love, you know, with a local guy. And it was kind of like Peace Corps for me. I mean, it was so culturally interesting, especially if you're hanging out with a local guy. He taught me how to spearfish for lobster with lanterns at night. We ate two-finger poi. We popped limpets off of rocks and washed them down with Primo beer. I had never drank either. That was another thing. No dances, no drinking, no makeup, no movies. Whoa. Man, I was drinking beer. I was going to the movies. And I was in love with a guy who lit the tiki lamps at the Coco Palms Resort and wore a little thingy and was on all the postcards. I mean, he was the quintessential, most beautiful Hawaiian man ever. And he was 11 years older, very experienced. And he would play his ukulele, you know, in the moonlight, and he'd sing, "A ku'u morning dew, ali'i mai, ali'i mai." You know, I wanted to say you had me at Two Finger Poi, but it was that song, I got pregnant. It's one thing they don't teach you. When you're raised in a very religious home in that era, you can't go to movies or shows or things, but lots of things happen in the back of Plymouths, Dodge Chevrolets, and on the beaches in Hawaii. So I panicked because I thought, I can't let my parents know. I mean, I just didn't want to disappoint them. And I just thought, okay, how am I gonna, you know, you can't really hide a pregnancy. You know, maybe the first 3 months or so. So I thought, okay, well, I had a job and they didn't expect, you know, that I would be home until summer. So I decided to give the baby up for adoption. And I did. And I handed, you know, at that time, you signed away any rights to know this child. And on July 16th, I had a baby boy. He weighed 7 pounds, 12 ounces. And literally, I saw, you know, his head and his black hair. And then I never saw him. And as I was telling the story, remember now, I'm not in Hawaii, I'm on this boat off the coast of Canada. And I told my girlfriends that on July 16th, he would be 35. And that if there was one thing on my bucket list, it was to know that he had a good life, you know, to know that he was alive. But I said, you know, in a couple of weeks, you know, will be his birthday. And we finished that cruise, and on July 16th that summer, I was in Santa Cruz attending a wedding of some really close friends here in Juneau. And there was a big reception and lots of people and lots of music. And when I came home, there were 11 messages on my voicemail. And the seventh message said, "Hi, this is Bruce Hoffman. I'm calling about an event we shared on July 16th. Call me." And it was, first of all, I've never heard of this person. It was a North Carolina area code, and I don't know anyone in North Carolina. So I decided I must have met him at that reception in California. So I deleted the message. And thankfully, 3 days later, he called again. And he said, "Hi, this is Bruce Hoffman. Did you get my message?" And I said, "Yeah, do I know you?" And he said, "You tell me." And I said, "I hate that game. No, I don't think I know you." He said, "Well, we shared an event on July 16th. And I said, "Were you at the wedding in Santa Cruz?" He said, "No." I said, "Are you a telemarketer?" You can imagine how hard this is for him. And he took a deep breath and he said, "We shared an event on July 16th in Hawaii." I said, "Are you my son?" He said, "Are you my mother?" And of course, I was. And so I learned from that, when you completely let go of something, I had really let go of ever knowing him. And a month later, we met in New England. His wife has a family home there. And it turned out I was an instant grandmother. Peter was 4, Nick was 5, and Matthew was 3 months old. And I held Matthew on this hot New England night, this little 3-month-old baby boy with his little, you know, cheek and that smell of a very unique smell of a new baby. And I looked at his father, who I never got to hold. And I just whispered a prayer of gratitude. Thank you. Yeah.